'Twas the yandere before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house
of my beloved, it looks so nice from out here.
Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
Well, except for me, but how could he have known that when he wrote the song so long ago? Besides, I'm as quiet as a mouse. Don't want to wake up my darling.
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care.
Oh, look. You actually have a stocking here in the living room, my beloved. We'll add mine to it soon.
In hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Well, I may not be the patron saint of prostitutes, thieves, and archers, but you could say that I am aiming to steal my beloved's heart.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds.
Or at least they will be after you knock me up, lover. Even if we need to use a turkey baster.
While visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
I'll have to look up what sugar plums are so I can make them for our kids.
And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap.
Well, I in my kerchief and my beloved with a cap.
Had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap.
A nice long winter's nap. Complete with lots of cuddling and other bed-centric activities to keep us warm.
When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter.
Well, we can avoid that, actually, if your roommate stays away and doesn't activate any of the traps I set.
I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter.
Actually, just let me sneak under the covers here. Just slide and move that and my arm around you right here.
Away to the window, I flew like a flash.
No way. Staying here cuddled next to you, thank you.
Tore open the shutters and threw up the sash.
More like barred the shutters and... Actually, a sash might be good to have right now, since they don't leave burn marks as easily when you struggle.
The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow.
Or rather, on my breast, which gleams like the new-fallen snow.
Gave the luster of midday to objects below.
Ooh... Objects below. Let me just reach down and pet said objects.
When what to my wondering eyes should appear?
But the beginning signs of interest. Oh, my beloved. I know you want me to play with you, and it would make me so happy too.
But a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer.
Or maybe just what I found here. This needy flesh hidden under your bottoms that needs me to lick and suck on it.
With a little old driver so lively and quick?
Just being this near to you got me all wet and ready so quick.
I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick.
I locked up, so don't worry. Ain't nobody breaking in on our party, love.
More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came.
I'll make you come as many times as I can, so don't worry if the first one is a little quick.
And he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
You'll be calling my name soon enough, my love. Please, just a little bit of patience with me as I slowly undress you.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Dunder and Blixem.
I would never name our children that, love. Unless you wanted to.
To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall.
I did climb before I found the patio door out back. You should really get better locks, my love. Don't worry, though. I'm here to protect you now.
Now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
Except for you, my love. You're not going anywhere.
As dry leaves before the wild hurricane fly.
Like my knife to anyone trying to take you from me. Like that man who tried to keep you away from me.
When they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky.
Like the blood would spray from the wound.
So up to the housetops, his coursers they flew.
like his hands when they went to shield his face from my blade.
With the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas, too.
Sure, we'll keep with the metaphor for a while.
And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof...
That sleepy little moan you just let out. So sexy, baby.
The prancing and pawing of each little hoof.
There we go. Got those damn bottoms off. Now I can taste you.
As I drew in my head and was turning around,
like that, baby. I know you do. I know you'd moan if you were awake. I know you'd be tangling your fingers in my long hair and moaning as I took care of you.
Down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound.
Oh, yes. I better make sure that your wrists are bound securely. I don't want you flailing around half awake and hurting yourself in a confused panic, my love. There we go.
He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot.
Which landed in a bear trap I left for him there. So he couldn't make it past that first step.
And his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot.
After I burned his body so that no one could recognize him and disposed of what was left.
A bundle of toys was flung on his back.
Yes. Let me look for the toy drawer. You won't need them anymore now that I'm here. Maybe just the lube. No. I mean, I'm definitely gonna be wet enough for both of us.
And he looked like a peddler just opening his pack.
Well then, I might keep this one.
His eyes, how they twinkled! His dimples, how merry!
And he'd still have them, too, if he hadn't put himself between you and I.
His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry.
After you stomp on them and leave them to rot.
His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow.
In a look of horror. I don't know why he was so intimidated by the knife, love. It wasn't that big. Or what he expected when he decided to try to keep us apart.
And the beard of his chin was as white as the snow.
Singed and disappeared from existence with a terrible smell.
The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth.
Which I needed to take out to delay identification.
And the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath.
Well, his whole body, really. You know, from the fire when I burnt him up.
He had a broad face and a little round belly.
But the fat just melted and spat and hissed in the fire, love. It smelled awful. But I'd do anything for you.
That shook when he laughed, like a bowl full of jelly.
Or, you know, pleaded for his life. Do they shake the same way? Doesn't matter, never mind.
He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf.
He should have done as I said and kept to himself. Oh, I rhymed that one.
And I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself.
He thought he could keep me away from my love? Not likely.
A wink of his eye and a twist of his head.
Were all it would take from me before he was dead.
Soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
Who could be afraid of a corpse? Oh, that's right, my love. He'll never bother us again. We can be together. Forever. However,
he spoke not a word, but went straight to his work.
Oh, yes. I believe I was doing something before I got distracted. Let me just settle back between these thighs.
And filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk.
Good thing I tied you down so you don't fall out of bed if you jerk when you come.
And laying his finger aside of his nose.
Yes, using my finger sounds like a good idea.
And giving a nod, up the chimney he rose.
Or the smoke from his burning corpse.
He sprung to a sleigh, to his team gave a whistle.
Hard to missile with my mouth full of you. But oral, I can do.
And away they all flew, like the down of a thistle.
Yeah. Oh, I'll move my hand just a little more. Oh, you're so close, baby.
But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight.
Oh, yes, baby. You look amazing as you come. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. You came so much. Let me clean you up.
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Oh, you're waking up, my love. Hello. Nice to finally meet you when you're awake.